What y'all think about Drake and Kanye making up?
That shit stupid.
Dumb.
Why?
First of all, shout out to Drizzy.
Because, man, like, don't do it. Man, y'all, both of y'all pushed y'all projects to make this song. Now, both of y'all.
That was great marketing. Let's put that right.
They did all this extracurricular to be like, all right, we're buds. And now they're going to drop a tour and they're going to get everybody money at the end. We're going to be broke and they're going to be making $700 million a tour while we're sitting here spending $250.
I like when niggas be winning.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm going.
No, capacity. No, you'll never see LL Cool J and Cannabis go on tour ever.
Never, ever.
Real life they had a beef. If you,
wait, if who? You
beef, yes.
Who beef else got songs. Beef?
Who else got beef? 50 and Ja Rule.
Oh, if they did a tour together, that should be hot.
Gucci and Jeezy supposed to go on tour together.
And look, they had beef. They had real beef. Niggas died behind their beef.
Exactly.
They're on the Rap Legend tour. It's not just them two.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
But they still getting money together, though.
And neither one of them is big enough on their own to carry their own bag anymore. So they had to.
What? You don't, so maybe not Jeezy, but niggas is coming out for Gucci.
Gucci can fill up the field more, but he's not filling up a stadium.
No, he's not.
Nah.
He can fill up a 1,200 seater, but he's not filling up Bojangles Coliseum.
No, he's not. Oh,
and that's my guy, Burr.
Gucci.
Burr, shit.
Gucci is that dude, but he's not doing that on his own at all. He's getting all the hood niggas to come out.
So they teaming up. They basically trying to get Larry Hoover out of prison. What y'all think about that?
I don't even know what Larry Hoover did.
Right, like I wasn't.
He was a
drug dealer.
I know him, but I wasn't
like a gang leader, the GD, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they ain't no drugs.
No, but they also did a lot of good things for the community. Like, really, he's organizer is who he is, and we already know the gangs. Those that's our military, so we could just redirect them. Niggas. No,
the gangs are not our military. The gangs,
yes, they are. They just
no. My sister in the military. She in the Air Force. We got a military. They ain't our military.
And that's the gang. They a gang too. I'm talking about black people.
Gangs used to be the gangs.
They're the black. What's people what's the military? The gangs, like you gotta have organizers, and you gotta have.
That's what I said.
That's how you said military.
You gotta have them killers. You gotta
be drinking.
That was it. It's the weed.
Listen, it's maybe in the '70s and the '80s, the gangs was our military, but now, Nipsey Hussle gang member killed him. His own gang killed
his
him.
His own gang killed. I'm pretty sure whoever killed Young Dolph or somehow
was somebody in the gang. Like, these niggas in gangs is trash. They doodle juice. I don't respect none of these niggas. None of them.
So what y'all think? They can't be redirected?
No.
There's nobody that can redirect them?
Man, think about it, bro. If you in that position he in, bro, you've done some dark, bad shit.
Mm-hmm.
You have. Like, there's somebody who possibly child or, you know, somebody, a parent, you know, took their child away. You know, took somebody from somebody's life, man. That stuff. Mm. I mean, I know we fans of that shit, but the core of that shit isn't what it used to be.
Nah, not at all. It's no ground.
Gang's not going to high school making sure kids read.
Yeah, they're not doing
that. Yeah, but Larry Hoover was doing that before he was indicted and went to prison. Like, he was organizing.
Don't nobody know that no more, though. The new gang members, they don't care.
I'm telling y'all right now.
No, I'm talking about the newer.
Do you think he could come out and get them to do that now? No.
I feel like he could.
No, not at all. No,
do you know these young niggas don't have no.
There's no principle, no guidance, no
principle. Like, think about all of the random killings, even in Charlotte, like with children caught in crossfire. There used to be rules.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Right.
You don't touch women and children. These niggas is touching women and children
and don't care.
And don't even care about the dude. They'll fuck up a kid just to hurt the dude.
Yeah.
Tell me in the logic in that. That's the new thing.
Because these new gang members are too emotional. They tap into their feelings too much. They listening to Rod Wave and all these little rappers that are making you sad when you listen to their songs. And then they want to go out and shoot somebody. You can't be sad when you shoot somebody because you don't care about nothing.
Let me tell you something. This is where they fucked up. When they started giving everybody a ribbon, a participation ribbon is what fucked up everybody.
That too.
Facts.
That too. I used to hate that. Like, what's the point of Pop Warner anymore if everybody gonna get a trophy at the end of the season?
It's not preparing these kids for real life, and then they have this entitlement. They grow up thinking that they supposed to win everything, and then when life is real, you're not always a winner. You gonna lose sometime.
Right. Now that Connor got a C on his report card, he wants to shoot the school up. That's so stupid.
I feel so disrespected when a fan or somebody DMs me and be like, "Hey, man. my dream is to be on Wild 'N Out, man. Tell them I should be on there. And I'd be like, if you had any idea of how my journey was,
how you had exactly. how we had to get there, bro.
There's no way you would fucking ask me to just hand you a cool. I'll tell everybody about you. Send me a DM. Like that's the most disrespectful thing. And it shows you don't know shit about me.
Mm-hmm. All they do is see it on TV and they think, oh, that look easy. That look good, bro. You don't know half of the story behind what it took to get to the TV. And even when you filming it, what it took behind the scenes to be on those shows. Like, you wouldn't ask no kind of question. Like, I was ready to quit comedy 12 times.